We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, wanted to talk here for a little bit because, you know, Colts Nation is in shambles, and a lot of it is. And, you know, I am struggling to find out why. Well, I kind of want to discuss the situation that we have going on for Indianapolis, which is Indianapolis is still, I think, one of only five teams so far and through this whole process that hasn't signed an outside free agent yet, even though it's basically, from the time I'm recording this video, has only been about 28 hours since the new league year has basically started with legal tampering. I have yet to have seen any real argument for it. And I kind of wanted to discuss a few reasons why we haven't brought any outside free agents in yet, which, again, it is weird that I need to say that because I know that the Indianapolis Colts will be bringing in an outside free agent at some point. I think the only issue that we're having is you start seeing these other teams that are spending these big bucks on some free agents that, you know, you don't necessarily need to be spending that kind of money on is definitely a very weird stance to be on. I just look at it this way, guys. The main reason why we haven't signed any outside free agents yet, mainly you're trying to bring back your own guys, you know, because you had a wide receiver that by all metrics is a top 15 wide receiver in this league from every stat that you can look at outside of maybe the touchdowns, but that is, you know, here or there when it comes to just how the game is played. And then you had a defensive tackle who was probably the best run-stopping defensive tackle in the entire NFL. And then you'd also talk about a corner that is one of the best slot corners, maybe the best slot corner in the entire NFL. And you look at who else they've thought of re-signing. Tyquan Lewis brought back. You know, he is a guy that, you know, he's your third edge guy. And then when you look at the fact that they were, you know, extending Zaire Franklin, even though that one doesn't take into effect until next year. I mean, you look at it, the Colts are trying to keep their own guys locked down and some guys that play pivotal roles on this team. So, I mean, just as many people would be upset if we hadn't brought back, you know, Michael Pittman. We hadn't brought back a Kenny Moore. We hadn't brought back, you know, a Grover Stewart, which, I mean, some of you may be okay with some of it, but I mean, just if we didn't bring back a majority of our good players, then we're not doing ourselves a service by letting these guys walk. We'd be doing a disservice outside of maybe the Michael Pittman thing. I know everyone has every excuse under the moon for every other reason, for every other player on this roster that we could have not brought in, right? I know a lot of people have mentioned it with the Grover Stewart thing. You probably wouldn't get a really solid defensive tackle for anything less than, you know, $9 to $10 million. You wouldn't be able to get a really good corner, one of the better corners in the NFL, for for anything less than $10 million, right? Like, I mean, that is just something where our expectations are so high because, you know, we heard that Indianapolis is going to be big spenders and they're going to be going out and getting big guys. But you have to worry about making sure you have the key pieces in your defense and offense on your team to be able to continue to do good things. I said that last year, and people say I'm blowing smoke up Chris Ballard's behind just because of that, but it's the truth. You can't just lose half your guys and not bring back the guys that are so pivotal, right? And then the other thing with them not doing it is because, you know, you have to be strategic about this. A lot of these teams that are spending these big bucks on some of these players, a lot of these teams are just not good, right? Like, some of these teams are just not good, right? Like, you talk about the
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Falcons spending all this amount of money to, you know, to be able to just go and spend all this kind of money because they don't have anyone good and everybody's under contract that are rookies. You talk about the Giants. I mean, the Giants are spending giant amounts of money, but I mean, they were bad too. I mean, I think the problem is we're assuming that all these teams are immediately just going to get immediately better just because of all these big name free agents they're bringing in, when it actually just doesn't quite work like that. Everybody's losing players. Everybody's bringing in players. And that pertains particularly too to the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts are sitting here. We're re-signing our guys. You know, the Texans have brought in a couple guys that make them better. They've also lost a couple guys that are going to make them worse, right? They lost one of their best linebackers. They lost their best edge guy. You know, they've brought in a couple older guys to help try and replace them. But I mean, do they actually pan out compared to the guys that they lost? So far, I'd say they're about the same. It's not really been a lot. And then when you look at the Jags, I mean, yeah, they brought a couple guys in, but I mean, it's not like any of those guys were big name guys that really make anything different. I mean, the Tennessee Titans, I would argue, is probably the only team in the AFC South right now that are better today than what they were 2 days ago, right? So that's what I would argue. I'd say all the other teams are pretty much about the same, right, when it comes to that. So it's one of those arguments we can't compare to other people. We just have to say, do the Indianapolis Colts get better this offseason, right? And just going off of this one, guys, there will be outside free agents still left to sign. There's still a lot of them. There's still a bunch of really good safeties. I know a ton of us wanted Xavier McKinney. I get it. But you're not going to spend $18 million a year to bring Xavier McKinney in here, especially when he signed that contract. You were still trying to bring in Grover Stewart. You were still trying to bring Kenny Moore back. You just got done with a Michael Pittman contract. So, like, you know, there's just so much that takes into account that. And because Indy is still looking on the outside for that big name, we've heard L'Jarius Sneed. He's still a big component. We've been told several times, and I know this for a fact, the Colts are still interested. The Colts are still trying to bring that guy in. They are. They're trying. So they're still trying to work on these deals. Not everybody gets a deal within the first 24 hours of legal tampering. It's just not something that happens. Not every single big name player goes within the first 24 hours, right? We're able to do that. Remember, just 2 years ago, Chris Ballard brought in Stephon Gilmore like 2 weeks into free agency, right? And we saw how great that signing was for us for 2022. He was a fantastic player, even at his age. So there's plenty of options here. You still have big name safeties out there. You still have a couple of cornerback options that can really help you in the defensive category. So there is these things that you can definitely see. Indy has plenty of time to do so. Outside of missing on Xavier McKinney, which, and the Colts have said several times that, well, and Destin's told us as well, that the Colts have been in on a bunch of big name players, guys, but not every big name player wants to go to Indianapolis. And Indianapolis, who knows? Maybe Indianapolis did.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Ask Xavier McKinney for want to pay him like $18, $19 million. Maybe. Maybe he had reservations and wanted to go to Green Bay. Maybe that's the case. I mean, it's very possible. Sometimes even players who are getting these big numbers, maybe one of our teams did go out and go and offer him more money. But he chose he wanted to go there because that was just where in his mind and heart he wanted to go. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but I mean, but we're acting like as if Chris Ballard is sitting back not getting any of these guys or not trying hard enough. But I think he's definitely had his intake on a lot of different guys. And he's been offering them very solid contracts, but they either want more money from the one place, or maybe he offered them more money, but they just didn't want to come to Indianapolis. It's just kind of how it is. It's not a big market. It's just not a desirable place for a lot of athletes in this world. And some people just may decide they don't want to do that, right? So I get it. I'm just like all the rest of you. I want Chris Ballard to build this roster as amazingly as possible. There are still opportunities for Chris Ballard to make this defense better and to make this team better this offseason. We have the draft. We still have free agency. It's been less than 2 days since being in this. There's plenty of opportunities still left for Chris Ballard to make something happen. And we still don't know how much cap officially we have left. But, I mean, there is options out here, guys. Indianapolis can make it happen. All right? So just calm, okay? Just calmness. We're going to get it figured out. I have confidence. If you don't have confidence, then just try to take some of my confidence. Just try to have your confidence through me that we can figure this out, okay? Because there's opportunities here for Indy to still get better, okay? But let me know your guys' thoughts here. I know we haven't brought any outside free agents yet, and hopefully this video will still stand before that happens here. But either way, things are going to get changed. Things are going to happen for Indianapolis, okay? So hang strong, guys. It's going to work, all right? But that's going to do it for this one. Let me know your thoughts, guys. Thank you so much. And as always, go Colts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.